views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Happy New Year, everyone. It is going to be a doozy for any of those that are working with the energies. Happy New Year, and may the force be with you. I am excited about this show. It is called Personal Choice and Prosperity. And you know, when we talk about New Year, we talk about goals, and we also talk about prosperity, don't we? We talk about hoping that, you know, we make good choices, we step into our goals, and we make things happen. And it all starts great in that first month, maybe the first 2 weeks. But I want to talk a bit about prosperity today and how to make this a different year. You know, if it was going a certain way last year and December 31st turned into January 1, what energetically shifted for you? Anything? When we listen to people talk about the new year, they're thinking of something out there that's going to make something in here different. Is that true? You know, really, we have to shift within to create the newness outside of us. You know, if we live in a certain city on December 31st, very likely we're still going to be there on January 1st, unless we made a different decision. And that's what we're talking about today, is the decisions and choices and energetic shifts that we want to set in motion. If, you know, you were big on the whole New Year thing. Honestly, the New Year date is different in so many calendars, and ours is arbitrarily January 1st, and it happens, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere in the winter, and it happens in the, you know, Southern Hemisphere in the summer. So whatever it is that it triggers in you, or if it triggers nothing, then don't feel, you know, one way or the other about it. But if there's something that's been stirred up in you that you're ready to shift, that you're ready to move into, that you're ready to experience and feel and desire and know, and with all parts of your being, then this is the show for you. This is Leslie Fontaine. Happy New Year again. I want to give out the dial-in number for any of you that want to be working on some of the blocks that, you know, are coming up for you during the show, because we always like to clear blocks. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And if you're interested in working more in depth with me on any of these issues, I hope you'll reach out to me. My website is LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. You can also write me there through the contact icon, and you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Facebook. But this is a time to begin shifting and to get real about what's going on. You know, a lot of the energetic shifts going on right now are about being real, about being authentic, not hiding behind a lot of things that in the past maybe we got away with. And we all have this, okay? So I'm pointing no fingers. You all should know that about me by now. I'm very real about all of our stuff, mine, yours, everyone's. And the main thing is to look within with honesty, all right? So first of all, I want you to think about what it is about our energy that is creating our current level of prosperity. Do you know that you're prosperous right now? You may be looking around and going, Leslie, what are you talking about? I've got this problem. I've got that problem. I'm out of money here. I'm out of a place to live there. I had another, car accident. I have, issues going on with health, my children, my partner, whatever it is. But you right now are living your highest level of prosperity. And I want you to think about what I'm saying here. We are multidimensional and multi-energy beings. Okay, you've got your emotional self, your physical self, your mental self, your spiritual self. You've got your chakras, you've got your meridians, you've got contracts, agreements, past lifetimes, ancestral commitments. You have many, many things that are part of who you are right now, of what you've created right now. You are not in the situation you're in because you wished the worst upon yourself. That is not what's going on here. Very few of us are trying to make the worst happen. I kind of promise you that one. So what happens, though, is that we get into this victimized mode and go, well, why does this stuff keep happening to me? Why does this go on? Why is this happening? Why do I attract same energy, different outfits, same partner, same job, same circumstances over and over again? I think the answer is for me to never be with anyone. I'm going to be alone. I'm tired of this stuff. I've got to move to California. I've got to move to Canada. I've got to, whatever it is, I've got to go on a personal odyssey, something to change what's going on. And we all know that it's from within, right? We may need to get away to even hear ourselves think, but it's all in our own field. So the way I'd explain this prosperity consciousness you have right now is that I find our consciousness to be easily defined by our objections, by our explanations of circumstances that we're in. So if I say, well, why are you living there? Or why don't you leave? Or why don't you change that? You may begin to explain to me why all these things are in place. So behind what you're explaining to me, you're telling me that really that's your value. That's what's important to you. That is prosperity to you. That is love to you. That is respect and honor to you. That is greatness to you. You are telling me that you must have these things in place to experience your values and your prosperity. And the idea of letting go of any of those things or shifting into something new, the minute you consider it, if you feel fear, uneasiness, discomfort, get the sweats, then that tells you there is fear that's holding you back, because first you've identified your value. Relationships, loved ones, these mean a lot to me. They are important to me. They're blocking you from something else you want to do, the way you are operating in it. But the idea of changing that then brings up fear. So that's what I mean about how your explanations indicate your value, indicate what's important to you, and then they surface the blocks if anyone even speaks of change. And change is scary to a lot of us. Change, implies the unknown, always. It's always surfacing what will happen. That is a very childlike fear. That is not a grown-up fear. If you were to look at the last year in your life, did anything unexpected happen to you? Did anything out of the blue occur? I'm going to guess you handled it. I'm going to guess you did pretty well. You found a way to deal with it. So your grown-up self, unlike your inner child that was at the mercy of the adults around you who had their own coping mechanisms, your adult self knows how to deal. So I'm giving you that one. You know how to deal. I have found in my own life that I don't like to tinker. I don't like to explore. I don't like to try to fix things. I am not one of those. So my first reaction to something breaking or not working or not knowing how it works technologically is to go into fear, panic, and call someone else to do it. If I just breathe and I just relax and I allow myself to explore, I discover some things. You know, do I have a history that I think I'll break it permanently? Do I think I'll destroy this equipment? Do I think that I will do some terrible damage and it'll never be fixed again? I mean, anything extreme like that is not rational. It's not really coming from your adult self, and it's denying that you're going to get any help or support from the other side, from the light beings, if you were to choose to bring them in, if I were to choose to bring them into the situation. So it's always a revelation to me over and over again when I bring them in, when I breathe, when I allow myself to believe I'm not going to destroy this piece of equipment. Amazing things happen, and I actually begin to resolve the process. So notice the things in you that get quite childlike, that you panic about, like, well, if I step into my greatness, what will happen to my relationship? The assumption there is that no one will be around for your greatness. No one will love you for being all that you are. As a matter of fact, they're going to make it hard as hell. So think about your values today. We're going to be going to break in a couple of seconds, but think about your values and think about your dreams. Think about what you'd like to step into and make a note of some of the discomfort that comes up at the thought of stepping into it, because this is about our personal choice and this is about manifesting the prosperity desire that is showing up for you now, showing up for you today. So when we come back, we're going to go into some more details. Again, the number to call if you're interested in working with me today is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are kicking off the new year.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's Shelley.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
And here we are back again. We are kicking off 2016. Personal choice and prosperity. Stepping into our best choices and not slamming and shaming ourselves for the ones we've made to this point. Not ridiculing ourselves and throwing some more of that trash and garbage that perhaps we grew up with and littered ourselves with just because that's what we were around. We know better now, we can do better now, and this is a very merciful, loving, honoring session today. It's going to be great. So this is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking about sheer alchemy. We're talking about how we change. And I was talking before the break about we are living our highest filtered view of prosperity right now. This is what we believe to this point. This is what we have created to this point. The other thing for some of you that are operating on lots of dimensional levels is that what level are you evaluating? You know, our society is evaluating things from some very clear-cut 3D level sense of values, you know, our income, where we live, what we drive, our job, our promotions, you know, all that stuff, our children, is everybody behaving in our lives? Is everyone being loving? So we have that set of evaluation. Then you have higher level stuff. Some of us are doing some serious world service right now. And I am sure you have noticed that there are world circumstances where we should really be supporting and honoring those light workers that are working at that level. This is some big time stuff that they are doing. And at that level, they are extremely successful, but it's hard to see, isn't it? It's hard to notice. So let's just understand that whatever we are seeing in our 3D world is the highest filtered view of our prosperity right now. Whatever we have is what we've set in motion up till now. So if we're not too happy to hear that, then we need to take a look about where we're being hard on ourselves, where we're being unforgiving, where we think it's too late. So I hope you're taking a few notes on yourself. What's too late? Are you too old? You've spent too much time in a certain job. Nobody will hire you. Have you decided, you know, things can't change? This is how it is. This is where I live. This is the way it is. This is how my children are. Whatever you've locked in, I'd like you to pay attention to that. And I'd like to have you go behind what you've locked in and go, why have I decided that? I promise you, every time it's fear. It's fear that says, well, if I change what I think, then I'll have to experience that part of me that doesn't feel good enough, doesn't feel strong enough, doesn't feel courageous enough, doesn't have the love that she really needs, doesn't have the support that he really needs. All of that will be coming up. I talk often about not being afraid of the pain that surfaces. So let's go ahead and bring in the loved ones. Let's bring in the light beings and the masters and the beautiful ones that are ushering us into this new level of a filter. Okay, let's just imagine this filter we have. You know what a filter looks like. You could pretend it's a coffee filter. You could pretend it's a kind of screen. And let's just open the holes a bit. Let's open the space a bit in that filter and just allow your heart space to really step into receiving this incredible amount of abundance that you deserve in love, in support, in honor, in respect. Notice maybe where you don't give it to yourself, but allow the loved ones, the light beings, to now come in to just surround you. Bring in that highest, beautiful energy, that beautiful cosmic white light. Bring in Earth Mother Gaia, allowing you to feel really grounded where you are, that this place you're in right now is yours. This is your space. Even if it feels dark and there's a heavy energy and you're feeling unsupported and unloved, allow yourself to really feel that you own your own space, your own energy. Let's bring in Saint Germain. Let's clear out any negative energies in your field, anything in your home right now, and let's release it, transmuting it with that beautiful violet flame into love, into light, just letting it go. Just go down your chakra column. It's just an easy guidance mechanism going from your crown. Some of you are releasing so much right now of beliefs and ideas and thoughts and limitations that you're ready to let go of. What are yours? Just see yourself just letting them go, that you don't need to think less of yourself than you truly are. You don't need to be okay with less money than you're worthy of. The next thought that may come to you is, well, how am I going to fix that? How am I going to change that? Where's it going to come from? Just notice what shows up. And the hows are all very small-minded based, aren't they? They're all about who's going to give that to me? Where am I going to get it from? It's all from a very strong poverty center, isn't it? And going into your heart space and, you know, touching into that part of you that wants to be truly loved and supported, and you know, maybe you're not getting that from those around you. And I just want you to see yourself letting go of those agreements and contracts, releasing that out, and now going into your solar plexus, where you feel like you can't speak your truth, you can't stand in your truth, you can't tell anyone around you who you are and what you care about and what matters to you and what you're going to do this year and things you want to get excited about, with someone else not shaming you and making you explain and interrogating you as to how you're going to do that. It's so contrary to your nature and your energy. And that's your inner child. And let's give our inner child some support right now. Divine Mother and Divine Father, and just really let her have that unconditional love bath right now. And let's just do a wash now, some beautiful crystalline energy all the way through our field. And now let's look at who we are. Now let's look at what matters to us and what makes us happy. Because we're not alone, and we don't have to be alone. Notice the words that are said around you. Notice the way people explain their reality to you. The parts that you swallow and accept. You don't need that anymore. You don't need to just go along. I have to. That's the way it is. I should. When it rains, it pours. I don't really want to be here. I wish I was doing something else. I don't know what. Yeah, you do. You know what you'd like to do. But here's the secret. When we ask ourselves a question like that, or we say, I don't know, it's because we don't want to step into what it means to do that next thing. See, when we step into a desire and into a passion, there's no roadmap. There's no, well, this is how you do that. I know some people would really like to say there is, and sure, there's methodologies and approaches to doing anything. But I'm talking about your personal journey. And so if you say, you know what, I really want to create a jewelry business. I really want to create a cleaning business. And you have nothing in this very moment in your hands to make that happen, to do that. Don't stop with, well, how am I going to do that? Just say, yep, that's what I want. I'm going to nurture this. I'm going to allow this to be explored. I'm going to put it into the incubator of my creativity and allow it to be nourished. I'm going to allow ideas and thoughts to come to me of what to do, what to implement. I know I don't have to do it tomorrow. I don't have to create it next week. But just allow the idea to be enjoyed and nurtured in your spirit right now. Okay? So there's a part of you that sort of really does know what you want. There is. And if you really want to know, you would ask, what do I want? And you could ask your spirit guides. You can bring them in and bring in the masters and the loved ones and ask them and allow them to be with you. And if you've, you know, put some time limit on it, like I've got to know tomorrow or I've got to know in the next 20 minutes, and then you give up after that and you quit listening, well, that's not supportive of who you are, is it? That's a little fear that the answer didn't come fast enough. And if you just say, well, I've waited and waited and nothing's happened, you know, it's not waiting with doing nothing and watching TV and nothing, you know, no action on your part. You need to, like, at least set aside 10 minutes a day for this, at least put some time and some boundaries and protect this space of thinking and dreaming about what you'd like to do. And if it's about starting a new life and moving to a new town or getting a new car or whatever it is that is what you are desiring, give it the time. Otherwise, 3 months goes by and nothing happened because nothing happened. You didn't do anything. So what is this doing thing? It's your intentions. It's creating space. It's protecting your field. Stepping outside your house if you need to, going on a walk where you feel like you can, again, hear yourself, protect your field, and give your space and time to this thought, this idea of what you want to do. I'm telling you, there are a lot of us that are holding back on ourselves, and this is the challenge of January. Why don't we just put it out there and maybe write me and tell me how it's going. And you can tell me, you know what? I tried to do this and past day three, I could not put that 10 minutes aside. It's hard. 10 minutes is a long time. Well, that's okay. But at least try again the next day and the next day. Don't give up on yourself. Action is beginning in your own spiritual field, in your own energy field. So let's take a look at that. See what shows up that doesn't allow you to focus on it, that starts tearing you down before you really get into becoming and creating all that you are. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about how to begin to implement the results of that 10 minutes a day. This is Leslie Fontaine, and you are listening to Sheer Alchemy.
I've been here before, but always...
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
The 24th annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World, is February 11th through the 15th. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. Join WOW for intimate, experiential, life-changing workshops and evening presentations that will inspire you. You can choose two half-day workshops and receive one half-day workshop for free through December 31st. Join a supportive community of women on their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life. Women of Wisdom is the place to be. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org to discover all the diverse offerings WOW has to offer you.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
And we are back. We are deep, deep, deep into stepping into our personal prosperity plan. This is a January 2016 show that hopefully you're finding non-shaming, non-judgmental about priorities. And again, I do give a big shout out to those who are doing some powerful world-changing energetic work right now, because it is taking a lot out of people who, you know, otherwise, you know, perhaps might not look so productive in this world. And if you're one of those, just much honor to you, much thanks to you for what you're doing. It's very important. And for those of you that are working with a lot of 3D challenges and you sort of have a spiritual bent, remember that these are reflecting some of the choices that your soul's ready to step into, to shift, to do differently. And often no one has told us that we just say yes, all right? We just are opening our spirit. And a lot of you, I can feel, have opened up your heart space, opened up your energy field, and it's a little scary, isn't it? So don't worry about that part. I know that's just like, really? Don't worry about feeling this scared about not knowing what's going to happen in my life. I know. I'm not trivializing what this might feel like. But we all have that feeling when we do this of the free fall. That's how you know that your spirit is totally into this thing. It's very loving in a way. But it's not a controlling kind of love. It's not a attached feeling. It's very unconditional. It's honoring. You feel good about it. The fear part of us is what's often called the negative ego, and it likes to come in and explain to you how, well, you can't do that. You can't step away. You can't just, you know, cross the street and go live a different life. You can't just walk out of here. And so I challenge you to kind of examine that a bit and go, where's that coming from? Where's that limitation from? Is it really from you? Because I can tell you right now, your spirit is really wanting you to step into all that you are. You are on your soul path, and your soul has been at this rodeo a few times. Right now, you're stepping into what is presenting for you. If it feels like it's the same message you got last year and you didn't do it last year, that's okay. It's not shaming you. It's just saying, hey, want to try again? Want to step into it again? If we're holding on to certain things in our lives because we're just not ready, or we've gone through a lot of trauma in our lives, that's okay. That's all right. Source isn't out there going, man, what a loser. No, that's what the 3D world does. The 3D world goes, wow, I wouldn't put up with that. Well, there's a reason you're putting up with it. It's still feeding something in you. It's still something that gives you something about your life, whether it's meaning or purpose or safety, whatever it is. Nobody else has lived your life. You've lived it. This is where you are. But if your soul is pressing on you right now and you're really resonating with this message of wanting to create something new, and you're feeling that fear because you don't know what will happen if you say yes, I want to assure you, just with the presence of all the loved ones and the light beings and the masters and the archangels that we brought into this show today, you are not alone. And I encourage you to explore, maybe once a month, pick a different master to learn about and invite that master into your process. Invite the archangels and your guardian angel and the angel of this lifetime that accompanies you. Bring them into these questions and these times and these challenges and even the little stuff of what to cook for dinner tonight. It doesn't matter. Bring them in. Because everything within you is surfacing something you're ready to release. We're always shifting our vibration. We're always moving to a higher level. So say yes today to something. Say yes to what's presenting for you. So now we do that, and let's see what happens. Well, typically, the fear shows up, right? And let's just sit with that fear a moment. Let's just let it be there. There may be a fear to speak, a fear to be that powerful. Some of you are so powerful who are listening today. You truly are. And you've held back, and you've held back to the point that it's causing physical issues for you. You're getting sick. You're getting fibromyalgia. You're getting blockages in your intestinal tracts. You are feeling a tightness in your circulatory system. And you know, sometimes when we get the message too many times, all of a sudden there's a shutdown. So let's just begin to open that up a bit here. Why are you afraid? What is the terror? Let's go into the past lifetime. This is the kind of work I do. And the healings have been so, so fabulous in the last year. I mean, I have just gone through a lot of vibrational shifts. But if you are ready to bring in this really higher light vibration to shift you out of the stuckness and out of this terror and this trauma that perhaps defined you at a very young age, and you're ready to move out of that and to define your way and to define your life differently, then I hope you'll call me and we can work together to get you out of this place. You do not need to be white knuckling it and toughing it out through day after day, slugging it out there, you know, through the mire, through all the difficulties, the hard personalities. And just ask yourself, do I still need an agreement with this difficult personality that's my boss? If this energy wasn't present, would I be happy? What else do I need? Ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want to create today? Put it on paper and say, okay, I'm creating it. Do you know that that's how ideas happen? You know, even people like Steve Jobs, even all the inventors of the world, when they created something, it hadn't been created before. They didn't see it. There was no visual. There was no roadmap for the iPhone. There was no idea for how to make a light bulb. That didn't exist. So when you are starting out on your vision and your quest, and your idea, you know, the conventional people in your life are going to go, well, how are you going to do that? Well, if you knew, you know, it wouldn't be creative, would it? So that's not where we start. That's where fear starts. I want you to just think about yourself as the Edison of your own life. And think about what it is that you want to make happen. And don't just bring that dream crashing down before you've given it some oxygen. Let it have some air. Let it have some color. See some flesh around it. Let yourself laugh a bit about it. And if you have to do it all privately and you don't share your secret with anyone, so be it. But you have got to let yourself get the joy back in your life. That is also prosperity. That is a personal choice. Do I want the joy back in my life? Do you know that if you're in the room with someone very angry and very upset, and they are just really letting you have it and really going at it, do you know that you can hold your energy field in such a way that you are unaffected? That they do not have to affect your joy? You can be holding your joy while this other person is spazzing out, so to say, or, you know, having a really hard time because they have handed over their happiness to you or to outside circumstances to make them happy. You can hold your energy in that home, in that cube, in that job, in that meeting, in that conference room, and be happy while everyone else is in a very different space. You can bring in the light beings and the energy. That is how we shift. That is how we transform. The better we get at doing that, the more we understand it, the more we can. Sometimes, you know, we're afraid to show how happy we are in the midst of someone else's turmoil, as if there's a rule out there that was written, if other people are unhappy, you better not look happy. It'll look very insensitive. Think about the rules you have about how you behave in your family. Well, you know, that's how dad is. That's how mom is. That's how family is. This is what we do for Thanksgiving. This is what we do for Christmas. This is how we handle these things. This is what we do when someone loses money, loses their job. We make them feel really bad. We don't make them feel really bad. We encourage them. Whatever it is, whatever your rules are, think about it, because this is what's driving your prosperity levels today. This is how you're choosing to live. If you're feeling that everything around you is falling apart, ask yourself, what if I change my feeling today to everything is going great? And then you're going to say to me, well, look at everything. And I go, why should I? Why should I look at everything? Why should you? Why don't you feel absolutely great right now? Which energy is going to shift and transform the situation better? Feeling down in the dumps and like you can't recover and like you can't do it? Or feeling strong and allowing the ministering spirits, the light beings, all those to show up with you in the middle of someone screaming in your home? Try it sometime. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you're almost afraid to laugh in the middle of the situation because you think, oh my gosh, they're going to beat me up, or it's just not going to be very good if I start laughing in this situation. But you can. Okay, you can. So let's set the new prosperity meter. Let's think about what our prosperity meter needs to be. And when we come back, we're going to give some details about where to set the meter. So if you've been at 20% around certain kinds of energy, you know, the really dominating, difficult energies, let's think about where you can be now. If you're different around men than you are around women, or if you're dealing with a difficult work situation and you want to improve how your energy shows up there, I'm telling you, this is how circumstances change. This is how we shift. This is Leslie Fontaine, and if you're interested in giving us a call during this show, the number is 800-930-2819. Talk to you after the break.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca products at fair prices. You may or may not know that maca root originates in the high Andes mountains and is today primarily grown in Peru and Bolivia. Over the past several years, China has also started growing and exporting maca root products. The legality, quality, and safety of these products grown in China are in question among the world's maca suppliers and buyers. The Maca team is committed to quality and will never purchase any maca from China for all of the ethical and quality reasons above. Visit themacateam.com/China. That's themacateam.com/China.
Are back for the final segment of this fabulous show about your prosperity and about your choices and your right to choose. We sure hear that a lot in the news, don't we? The right to choose. Well, you have a right to choose, and nobody can control your thoughts. That's what I love about Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, and, you know, being in a concentration camp and yet knowing that no one could control his thoughts, no one could control his intentions. And that's the same with you. Even in an environment that's very challenging, whether it's at work or at home, no one can control your thoughts. Think about that. That right there should be so empowering. But here's the thing. We often go to a place of choicelessness. We go to a place of being victimized because we don't want to see ourselves that strong. And it is true. Strength does take strength, right? Being powerful takes personal power. And it is a decision in that moment, but you would be amazed what you can do. And I gave the example earlier of 10 minutes a day. If you can just for 10 minutes allow yourself to feel powerful, to bring in the masters, the archangels, the light beings, and I'm so glad to help you with that, to work with you, to shift you. This is what I do. This is what I do with people all over the world, just moving us through these things that perhaps have held us stagnant, held us stuck, and we're done. You know, some of us have been in something for 5 years, 10 years, and maybe we're done now. We've brought it into completion. We're ready to end that pattern. We're ready to step into more. So let that be your year. So we were talking about moving some prosperity meters in the last segment, and I want to come back to that. We have a tendency to judge our lives in some kind of global sense. You know, we just whitewash the whole situation and say, I'm not doing so well. I'm not being very prosperous. And my question always is, where? In what? Where are you having an issue? And if I ask you that, there will be some things that very quickly come up to you where you feel tight, where you realize, ooh, that's it right there. This is the place where I'm ready to create. I'm ready to step into something. I'm ready to make it happen. And so what is that for you today? Now, let's look at the meter in that area. You know, it could be, let's just take your work relationship where you have a very demanding boss, or it's a very judgmental, negative environment, or there's, you know, too much is put upon you and there's not enough time and all this kind of stuff, right? And so let's look at that meter, and we are at maybe, you know, 20%. And let's just choose right now in your energy field, okay? Right now, this is a now thing, to shift that to 40% or 50%. Just feel what's happening as you shift your prosperity in your environment. So what does that mean? All of a sudden, there's a lot of space around you. All of a sudden, there's a lot of time around you. All of a sudden, there's people coming and wanting to help you and be supportive. There's less fear energy showing up because you're not resonating with that anymore. You're not afraid that if you don't get these things done, you'll be fired. Well, so-and-so was, okay, but you are you. You are a unique, beautiful being. You know, sometimes we believe all this stuff until the rubber hits the road, right? We all have those places where we talk a good game until it's real. And then when it's real, it's like, well, I don't really do that, and I don't really believe that, and I can't really make that happen. And we start generalizing about the economy and other challenging circumstances that other people are going through. And here we are, we're talking about you. So let that meter go to 50% right now. And for some of you, it's really opening up your heart space. It's a little scary. And what happens next is very common, which is, uh-oh, I'm not sure I can trust myself because what if I just go quit my job? We go to this extreme. We go immediately to this extreme place. Just allow yourself to sit with that thought too. Just allow yourself to not be attached. Attachment comes from fear. If we're afraid of what our boss might do, it's because we're afraid. It's fear. So let's shift that to love. The assumption is that if we're not afraid and we're being loving, we're going to be fired. Isn't that ridiculous? So let's be unattached, because true love is not attached. And now let's pick another area in your life. Let's go, you know what? I'm standing in a very honoring and loving and beautiful space, very forgiving and nurturing toward my emotional self, toward my physical self. I'm giving myself a personal party right now. I'm letting myself have all the things that I desire, all the things that make me happy. I'm down at the beach in the Bahamas. I'm riding a horse in the country. I'm decorating a home that I love. Whatever it is, just really let yourself go there. And do not fall into that place in your solar plexus that immediately tells you, how are you going to do that? How are you going to make it happen? There is an implementation side to stepping into prosperity, to stepping into our desires. But first, you have to allow yourself to wallow in the prosperity of spirit, to allow your spirit to really enjoy the full abundance of unconditional love and the finances of source that are unlimited. And now you allow yourself to have the inspired ideas and the thoughts to come to you. And you write them down. You don't forget them. And then you look at yourself and you go, when would I like to do this? Don't go start giving the need talk and when can I and who will let me and will someone else let me do it and where will I find the money. Don't do any of that. Ask your spirit, when do I want to do it? And set a stake in the ground. It could be 3 weeks from today. All right. And now that's your new intention. Like, 3 weeks from today, I'm creating this thing. I am putting this into action. If you then in that space go to, well, how am I going to do that? No one's going to support me. Then you are already negating the opportunity for you to step into what you want to create. We all have this. This is an equal opportunity type of thing. Some of us are really prosperous in parts of our lives, and we are suffering in other parts of our lives. The choice today is, what is your soul calling you to? What are you wanting to create in this new year of prosperity, this new set of opportunities that are presenting now? And wherever you notice that you are hindering yourself from stepping into love rather than fear, make a choice today to believe that love is not going to get you fired. Love is not going to end your relationship. Love is going to give you a new car. Love is going to allow you to create new things. Love is going to give you a new job that you enjoy, surrounded by energies that you enjoy. Okay? So think about this, because this is like turning the ship a bit in our energy field. Remember, your emotional life, your spiritual life, your physical life, your mental life, all these are aspects of you. It's not an all or nothing situation. You have parts of you doing great and other parts of you that you want to expand and do better. So I hope you've enjoyed the show on personal choice and prosperity. I hope you'll contact me and let me know how your experiment goes, what happens for you when you step into this whole sense of intention and desire and allow yourself to move your prosperity meter to a higher level of abundance. You can reach me at LeslieFontaine.com and you can call me at 678-665-3366. I'm going to be in cities and towns near you in February in Raleigh, in March in Chicago, and in Seattle, in April in Portland, in Cincinnati, and then back to London in May. And I look forward to seeing all of you and seeing what happens when we begin to shift and we begin to understand that we're not alone. Until next time, this is Leslie Fontaine.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.